You are now listening to the Lead Radio Podcast.
As I'm speaking, if you are 100 or 1.5 meters away from me, it's easy to contract a virus. But as we minimize a conduct, we'll make sure that we minimize the spread of the virus. If you see in many areas where there's been success in terms of dealing, including in China, they had to impose lockdown. So we applaud the president for such a decision because it seeks to make sure that we protect our communities. During this service or during this period of a lockdown, service delivery will not be disrupted. The municipality will continue to provide essential services as it is required. The president also indicated that municipal workers will continue to disperse essential services. The following teams will be working during the 21-day shutdown. Emergency workers, team from disaster, team from water and electricity, teams from traffic, teams from waste collection will attend to the needs of the community. However, during this period, the municipal building will be locked down. Having said that, we also have made sure that only security personnel will be stationed at the municipal building. But also, we also made sure this morning we had a meeting with the management where we agreed that we need all of us to be available. We will be available to deal with whatever challenges that our communities face. But all of us will adhere to what the president has indicated. Last week, Monday, we also instructed the municipal traffic department to abandon the usage of the breathalyzer because that also imposes a serious risk. Should there be any water disruptions, electricity, etc., the municipality will be ready to attend to that, be it using water tankers and other means, if there are any burst pipes. That also, we need to emphasize that we encourage our residents to use even our Facebook page and to make sure that they report such incidents. Also, be in contact with their councillors because they have contact numbers of their councillors. Councillors will then feed the information to the leadership of the municipality, be it the political leadership or the administrative leadership, so that we attend to those challenges swiftly. And again, we reiterate that members of the community must remain calm, not panic. One thing I'm sure of is that with the strict measures that is the country that the president have announced, we are going to be able to keep the spread of the virus. And we can only be triumphant if we work together and unite against COVID-19. It's not the duty of the president or minister of health, it is the duty of every member of the community to make sure that we stick to what has been prescribed for us to keep the virus. Staying at home, washing hands regularly, minimizing contact as much as we can. This want to urge residents to then use the option because we understand by the time the month ends, we will not be able, the municipal building will be closed, they will not be able to come and pay. Encourage them to use EFTs, those who can use EFTs, those who can pay T-points must do so.
That was your Lead Radio podcast. Stay tuned for more by downloading the Femcast app to listen to Lead Radio ZN 24/7.